And just like that, summer is almost over. If you are like me, you are doing everything summery you possibly can to stop it from slipping away. Luckily, there is still lots of summer activities to do here in our area. The second last See You on the Patio night is this Friday, which also means the second last art walk. Stroll the streets of downtown Orillia and enjoy music, shopping, and dining, and take a trip down Peter Street to enjoy all the galleries and art displays and activities Friday from 5 to 11 p.m., art walk until 8:30 p.m. The last Orillia Summer Nights in the Park event is tonight, Wednesday, at 6:30 p.m., featuring the old dancehall players at Victoria Park. These folks got rained out in their last outing, so fingers crossed this one happens. Should be a fun and funny evening with this talented group. The last Wednesday Arts in the Summer show at St. James's Anglican Church is Wednesday, August 31st at noon, featuring singer Autumn DeBasage. Bring your lunch and enjoy beautiful music while you eat. Cold drinks supplied. Donations are appreciated. Don't forget the several lovely summery concerts and shows coming up this weekend. Songs at Sunset, featuring soprano Alexandra Tesk and pianist Kyung A. Lee, features songs by Bach, Fauré, Handel, Mahler, Sondheim and more, and gets started August 28 at 7 p.m. at St. James's Anglican Church. Admission is by donation, and a portion of the proceeds will go to the Greenhaven Shelter for Women. You have two chances to see Ann Walker in concert at Colson Church in Oro Medonte. Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Colson Church is at 301 Horseshoe Valley Road, right near Line 6. Tickets are $15 and the money raised is going toward the ongoing maintenance and restoration of the church. To reserve your tickets, call 416-988-2951 or email ridge4@simpatico.ca. Don't forget about the Love for Lucas fundraising concert August 28 from 2 to 5 p.m. at ODAS Park. Featuring musicians Sammy, Ronnie Douglas, and Liz Anderson, this will be a lovely show to benefit young Lucas, who has mounting hospital bills in the United States for cancer treatment. There will also be a silent auction, door prizes and a bake sale. This event has been organized by Lucas's aunt here in Orillia. Admission is by donation. Also this weekend, on Saturday, Brighter Days, a night of hope is happening at Kelsey's Party Room. This is a fundraiser for the Sharing Place Food Center, hosted by Orillia's own Ralston Harris, and featuring Mel and Dan Bazinet, Brian Adams, Vanessa Wilson, Ian McRae and more. The fun starts at 7 p.m. and admission is by donation. Don't miss the Orillia Rib and Craft Beer Fest, part of the Northern Heat Rib series, this weekend at Tudhope Park. Lots of music, tons of ribs and beer, and free admission, Friday from 4 to 11 p.m., Saturday from 12 to 11 p.m. and Sunday from 12 to 7 p.m. Yum. The Berry Fair runs this weekend, all weekend long, at the ISA Griplex. Come and get an early start on your fall fairs. For more information, click here. And, finally, also this weekend, the Rama Powwow is back, bigger and better than ever. Located at the John Snake Memorial Multi-Purpose Community Grounds, this powwow is one of the biggest and best around. Lots of music, drumming, dancing, feasting, and more. Admission is $10 per day or $15 for the weekend. There is a sunrise ceremony at 6 a.m. Saturday, and then everything gets started just before noon and runs until 10 p.m. Saturday, and noon to 6 p.m. Sunday. For more information and the schedule, click here. Looking ahead to fall, don't forget the fundraising concert at St. Paul's Center on September 10, featuring Lance Anderson and friends. The Leacock Metal 75th Anniversary Weekend September 16 and 17. The Roots North Revisited Concert for the Orillia Youth Center September 17, Autumn Mariposa October 1, and so much more. Lots to say about those in the coming weeks. For now, enjoy these last fleeting days of summer. If you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.